Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a fascinating session today. A real tug of war between the mega caps and the rest of the market.
It really was. On the surface, you see a mixed finish, but underneath that, a powerful rotation is unfolding. The Dow Jones outperformed, but the Nasdaq felt the pressure, all because of some profit-taking in the big tech names.
And that pressure in tech had a specific catalyst. Right? The NVIDIA news seemed to set the tone early on.
Absolutely. The headline was SoftBank completely selling its $5.8 billion stake in NVIDIA. That sent a shiver through the entire semiconductor space. The SOX index closed down 2.5%.
It's incredible. Even advanced micro devices couldn't escape the downdraft. And they came out with some monster projections at their analyst day.
It really is. They're projecting $100 billion in data center revenue over the next few years. $1 trillion addressable market by 2030. But today, none of that mattered. The market was focused on the immediate selling pressure in the chip sector.
But it wasn't all bad for big tech. Some names really bucked the trend. Apple was a standout.
A total standout. Up over 2%. The market loved the news that the US is nearing a trade deal with India. As a major iPhone manufacturer, that's a significant tailwind for Apple. Even Microsoft shook off early weakness to close positive.
So as the AI trade took a back seat, where did all that capital rotate to?
It flowed directly into healthcare. The sector was on fire, jumping over 2%. It's now the best performing sector for the month, up 4.5%. Bargain hunters are definitely circling.
And there was some specific FDA news that helped fuel that fire.
That's right. The FDA lifted black box warnings from some hormone replacement therapies and approved new drugs for menopause. That lit a fire under names like Viatris, which was the top gainer in the S&P 500, up over 10%. Moderna, Merck, Amgen all had huge days.
Got it. So we have this clear rotation dynamic. What about the broader market indices? They feel, well, stuck.
Stuck is the perfect word. We're in a clear consolidation phase. The SPY is just chopping sideways around that 683 level. There's just a lack of strong conviction from traders right now. The same story is playing out in the QQQ, which is in a very tight range between 621 and 622.
So what are the key levels traders need to be watching to see which way this breaks?
For the SPY, the lines in the sand are support around 680 and resistance up near 685. A break above 685 could signal the next leg up. For the QQQ, we're watching support at 620 and resistance around 625. A move outside of those zones will likely dictate the next short-term trend.
Let's touch on earnings. We're winding down, but there were a couple of notable movers. Paramount Skydance had a huge day, despite a miss.
Yeah, that was interesting. The street looked right past the miss and focused on the future. Their direct-to-consumer business is scaling profitably, and they're talking about substantial cost cuts. That improved margin outlook is exactly what investors wanted to hear.
On the flip side, Life360 got absolutely hammered. What happened there?
That was a classic case of expectations getting way ahead of reality. They reported a record quarter. They beat estimates, raised guidance, but it wasn't enough. Monthly active user growth slowed a bit, and the stock had run over 200% from its lows. It was a sell-the-news reaction to a nearly perfect print.
I see. So it's not that the quarter was bad, just that the stock's valuation left zero room for anything less than perfection.
Precisely. When a stock is priced for perfection, even a great quarter can be a disappointment if it's not a flawless one.
All right, let's get tactical for tomorrow. You've been tracking some names that showed exceptional strength into the close. What's on the continuation watch list?
I'm really focused on names that showed late-day accumulation and closed near their highs. The strongest signal came from EWTX. It had an explosive push from $20.50 to almost $22 on heavy volume. It looks coiled for another move.
What would be a good entry point for a name like that? Are you chasing it on the open?
No, never chase. I'm looking for a controlled pullback into the 21.55 to 21.70 zone. If buyers defend that area, I think a push through $22 can get it moving toward 22.50. Another one is PIN. It was a clean trend day, just grinding higher all session and closing at the highs. A dip toward 278 could be a solid entry point there.
Okay, so EWTX and PEN are on the continuation list. What about an anticipation setup? Something that hasn't broken out yet but is building a pattern.
For that, traders should keep ARGX on their radar. It's not a continuation play yet. It's one we're watching closely for a setup to form. We need to wait for the price and volume to confirm the entry, but it's definitely one to watch.
Fantastic. So wrapping it all up, what's the key takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
Stay nimble. The market is giving mixed signals. Favor the clear strength in healthcare and select tech leaders, but respect the consolidation in the major indices. Know your key levels on SPY and QQQ, and be prepared for a breakout. This is not the time to be complacent.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Trade smart, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.